Commission as such, which will be a formal interagency and multi-sectoral assessment, is planned to start at the end of this month. The reason for that is that the agencies and the donors together felt that it is not really just a question of providing immediate relief, which has started and is underway, but that the post-tsunami reconstruction is the biggest issue right now, and for that technical experts have to come in. The focus here is not only to reconstruct what there was before, because the situation in these areas before were below any standard that is acceptable for the habitat of human beings. So the assessment will look at reducing vulnerability rather than reconstructing what used to be vulnerability in these areas.
You say that the assessment will begin at the end of the month. Just explain the difference. Why not start it now? Even though you have humanitarian operations underway, why is it really necessary to wait?
It is not a question of waiting. It's a question of getting all the technical expertise on board to work out what specifications have to be met in order to have a fully fledged technical analysis of all the damage done. For example, in Hafun, this very important fishing village that has been totally destroyed, it's not a question only of reconstructing the houses. Probably the whole town has to be relocated and built again in another suitable location on the island. And that cannot just be determined by humanitarian workers. For that you need engineers, for that you need experts from UN Habitat and so on.
Would you explain the status of the relief operations being conducted by UNHCR?
In addition to the relief already provided by World Food Program and UNICEF, which were on the ground at the time the disaster struck, the UNHCR vessel that departed from Mombasa a few days ago will reach Bosaso and then the affected areas through convoy on the 20th of January. And on the 20th of January, on the same day, the second vessel with UNHCR and World Food Program cargo will leave Mombasa for Bosaso. On that particular vessel, she is called the Semlov, there will be 12,500 blankets, 6,400 kitchen sets, 6,000 jerrycans, and 22,000 sleeping mats. In addition to that, UNHCR has already fielded an emergency team to Bosaso. In addition to the staff we had there previously in our Bosaso office, has set up a small emergency cell to deal with the incoming cargo and the larger reconstruction effort.
Earlier when we spoke, you had mentioned that the tsunami had contaminated many wells. What's being done to provide fresh drinking water?
Well, at the present moment in Hafun, UNICEF is trucking water to the village and the affected population over a distance of 92 kilometers. This is a huge operation and, of course, shouldn't be sustained for long. The water system in Hafun, which UNHCR had built several years ago, has been destroyed, and we are looking into whether it can be rehabilitated and if the whole town has to be moved, what needs to be done to connect it to the new site. In addition to Hafun, UNICEF is looking into clearing up the wells, chlorinating water, and wherever necessary, help that at least the basic quantities of fresh drinking water are available.